Amend the FY 2019-20 budget to include appropriations for funds to support the Open and Accountable Elections Fund, given the unanticipated cost related to the special election.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to take a moment of personal privilege to say good morning to my parents-in-law at Cherrywood Village and all the other seniors who are self-isolating because of the coronavirus. We may have even more people watching us today because I don't know if there's all that much competition for daytime television. So thank you very much to everybody who's here, and thank you to everybody who's taking care of people in retirement homes and in our community. With that said, I am excited to welcome Director Susan Mote, who's going to tell us this latest item in the Open and Accountable Elections Program. Last week, the Council authorized the Director of the Open and Accountable Elections Program to change the match cap for special elections if available funds were not sufficient to cover the full cost of the election. I should just backtrack because there may be some new people watching. Open and Accountable Elections is a matching program where candidates who running for City of Portland offices have to raise a certain number of small donations. They agree to cap their donations, and if they raise enough donations from enough people, they can qualify for the Open and Accountable Elections Fund, which we established in 2016 and which Director Mote has been getting going for the last year. And done an amazing job of it. So now we're at all of the other rules have been in place for a while, modified with my colleagues' assistance as need be. And for the regular elections, elections for seat one, seat four, and the mayor's office, there is sufficient funds in the election fund to cover the expenses. And we're just absolutely delighted how many candidates are using the program. For the special election, which of course is tragic that we are even having to talk about it, we haven't had enough time in the program to date to be able to build a fund to look for unforeseen circumstances, so there isn't enough money to cover for special elections. And yet we still wanted to make sure that people running for Commissioner Fisher's seat would have the opportunity to use this innovative new program. And so that's why we're here today. I'm here to ask you to allocate $750,000 from contingency to the program to ensure that there are adequate funds to cover potential matching funds needed for the special elections. Having a special election in the first election cycle has made this year even more challenging than it already has been. Susan Mote, Daniel Lukau, and the election aides have done a phenomenal job of managing this unexpected challenge and of keeping costs within our expectations. By the council allocating $750,000 from contingency, Director Mote will be able to set a matching cap that is reasonable, that will allow candidates to run a good campaign while protecting city resources. So again, it's all about setting expectations and encouragement and incentives. This is a voluntary program. Candidates don't have to use it, but it certainly opens up options for people who are otherwise unable to do as much fundraising as is needed to run citywide. If less than $750,000 is needed, we will return any excess to the general fund, although it's clear that with the number of candidates who've already qualified, as well as those that we may qualify, it's unlikely that would happen. But I do make that commitment. Just turn it over to Director Mote with any additional comments.
I don't have anything to add, but I'm available for questions.
I'd just like to make one comment, Commissioner Fritz. Ordinarily, I'd be somewhat reluctant to participate in a conversation about funding for elections in a cycle where I'm actually running for the election. There's two mitigating factors I just want to be very transparent about. Number one, in order to get the funds out the door in time for the election, it requires all four of us to be present and for all four of us to vote. Number two, this is for a position that I am not running for. And so I just wanted to be very clear and have those two points on the record.
And I think, thank you, Mayor. And I know Commissioner Udaly has a comment too. To be clear, we already covered the elections that are currently running, so this is a special occasion for a special election that is not, none of the people on the council right now is affected by this race.
And I'll just add, I am participating in the Open and Accountable Elections Program, but this does not impact my race in any way, so I'm happy to support it.
Good. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, and thank you once again for your real thoughtfulness around how to ensure that this program is open and accountable and available for regular Portlanders who want to serve in public office. I appreciate you putting on the record because I was concerned in making sure that we use this specifically for the special election. So I'm happy to hear that if there's money left over, it will return to the general fund. I think that's the right thing to do since we did not anticipate a special election. And I just want to say, I just want to applaud you and your team because you haven't missed a beat. It just absolutely fascinates me how quickly and effectively this program was up and running. And then we threw another wrinkle, which was a special election, and you still haven't broke a sweat. So I don't know how you do it, but my hat's off to you. And I am very happy to support this program. I think it has already changed how people run for office in the city of Portland. And I look forward to seeing what's next.
Thank you.
Let me just ask you some questions, Susan, some leading questions.
Okay.
How many candidates do we have participating in the program altogether?
In the special election, there are 19 candidates, and 13 filed a notice of intent to participate.
And how many in the other races?
In the other races, there are 37 candidates, 10 filed a notice of intent to participate, and eight were certified. In the special election, 5 have already been certified.
So you have 13 already certified.
Yeah.
How many staff do you have?
I have 1 full-time staff, and I have 6 temporary election aides.
I have a question, too.
Yes.
A leading question. So in an age when everybody is watching election apps with tremendous interest, how's your technology working?
Oh, our technology is working beautifully. It's also, we think, cutting edge. We don't believe there's any government that provides real-time campaign finance data in a publicly digestible manner in the nation. And if anyone goes to openelectionsportland.org, they can see a map of the city and where contributions are coming to candidates mapped across the city and charts that shows how much of their funding is from mega donors, large donors, you know, small donors, and really micro donors. And if they're coming from people, entities, what percentage are coming from people, entities, political committees, immediate family, self-funding?
Yeah, that was a shameless plug on my part. As a government enterprise, we're here, we're functioning well, and our technology is working just fine. Thank you,
yes.
Commissioner Fritz.
Well, particularly when it was funded for a very small amount with the volunteers at the Civic Software Foundation,
yes.
And the technology staff and the oversight committee voiced concern about it, and yet they did deliver it on time, and it works. And so I think it's important to remember that with community input and with a lot of good work on behalf of city staff, government can get good things done in a very short time.
Very good. Public testimony. How many people do we have signed up?
We have 2 people signed
up. Very good. Call them up. Let's hear them.
I apologize if I mispronounce this first name, Leilani, and then Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Very good. Come on up. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Karma. I think this is an absolute disaster. You know, from my position, when I look at the candidates, I look at your potential to raise money within the private sector, not to take it from within the city, that should go to more important services such as COVID-19 preparedness plan. Wrong time to move money, and in my opinion, we very well may see a cancellation of the elections because of COVID-19. And I think people around the world are starting to take this serious. No mass gatherings. We don't need to be having these elections when we're doing preparedness planning. We don't want to interrupt the leaders currently in position. I want the election canceled till further notified by the public health officials. Period. I don't want any money transferred right now to this. I want it to go to COVID-19, the most important issue we have in this city. This is wrong. This is wrong timing. You're taking money that could go back to COVID-19 preparedness. Absolutely disagree with this. Disagree with how many people are going to be accessing this money. Disagree with how this is handled. And again, to you, Commissioner Fritz, when you leave, because of me, it'll be a badge of honor that I will wear. Outrageous.
Sorry.
Outrageous that you are not taking COVID-19 more seriously, and you will be removed from your seats for acting in the manner that you have up to this point. Follow Italy. Follow China. Follow South Korea. Follow Seattle. Follow San Francisco. Take it serious. The people's health is number one first, not the economy. No more mass gatherings. Not the economy first, the people's health first. And if you don't like it, exclude me for saying that, Commissioner Fritz. You are not a health professional. Look at the disaster at Unity. You failed miserably on that. For you to even speak about people's health is a disgrace. I will wear it as a badge of honor when you exit for good. Thank you so much for my time.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Madam President, Council Hardesty, Commissioner Nurse Fritz, and Commissioner Chloe U. Daly. I will also say that when we're talking about allocating money, I am deeply concerned about how the poorest people in our community are going to access hygiene. This morning I was visiting an SRO where the management had distributed a letter, but people who are on low income or people who are actually sleeping outside.
Could you stick to the current?
Did I not say Charles Bridge Train Johnson?
No, but the issue is about opening accounts.
Yes, to the topic. So this money, I am in favor of it if we would just get more money out to help the poorest people with COVID. This is a great, not Mayor Ted so much moment, but a Mayor Mike moment. Outside the special election, we have two Mikes running for mayor, Mike Callahan and Mike Jenkins. But in the special election, it's good to know that we are a flexible enough city to get the funding out to cover that amazingly large pool of 19 people, even if they're not all qualifying for the public financing. So I thank the council for getting that money in order, and I hope we can additionally do something for all the people who are in transition projects and in tents and under bridges. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Charles, I just want to tell you that every single day we are upping our responses to ensure the safety of our most vulnerable people on the street. I don't want you to even think for a second that we're not very concerned and being very proactive, because we also read newspapers and we actually read health reports and we talk to the health department on a daily basis. So help us dispel that myth that the city council is somehow sitting on their hands and just waiting to see what's going to happen. That's not who we are.
Okay, excuse me. You guys heard the rules up front. We all agree. Mimi, if you're in violation of the council rules, and if you cannot stop, we're going to ask you to leave. Mimi, welcome back.